Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to be with you here today. And you know what? Thank you so much for the privilege of praying for you. It is such a holy privilege and I do not take it lightly. And every time I step up to this mic to pray for you, I understand the mantle that this is, and the joy that I get out of praying for you is tangible. And so thank you for welcoming my voice in your earbuds every day. I really appreciate it. All right, so we are in the Psalms, and today we have passed over over into the hundreds. And so now we're in Psalm 101 in the ESV. That's the English Standard Version of the Bible. This is what it says. I will sing of steadfast love and justice to you, O Lord. I will make music. I will ponder the way that is blameless. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall be far from me. I will know nothing of evil. Whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Whoever has a haughty look and an arrogant heart, I will not endure. I will look with favor on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way that is blameless shall minister to me. No one who practices deceit shall dwell in my house. No one who utters lies shall continue before my eyes. Morning by morning, I will destroy all the wicked in the land, cutting off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, it's important to mention that this is a Psalm of David. Of course, you know that, but for the audience's sake, it's important to know that David wrote this Psalm. And so some of his words, I think, are so timeless and so important for us today, that we are to make music in our hearts and sing melodies to you, Lord. But I love this part. I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall be far from me. I will know nothing of evil. And so, Lord, I pray that, all of that, for the person listening today, particularly for the person enslaved by online pornography, who has just come to you time and time and time again. I'm sorry, Lord, I'm sorry. And they have this huge heaviness over their life, thinking that you can't love them. And Lord, I know what the truth is. The truth is you do love them. And the truth is you will rescue them. And the truth is you will love them. And the only secret, there's really no secret of being unenslaved to something, but I guess the only secret is that act of continual and constant surrender. And so Lord, I pray for the person who's battling an addiction today, that today would be another day of that constant surrender. And little by little, with each surrender, I pray it would get easier and easier to walk away from that which is evil and walk away from that which controls us and walk away from things that harm our minds. Lord, I know that underneath all that is idolatry. And Lord, I don't pray this from a position of strength. I pray it from a position of weakness. We all have idols in our lives that we can't see, but it's something that takes our affection more than you. And so Lord, when we have something that takes affection more than you, it means that we are worshiping something other than you. And so Lord, the salvation for us, the deliverance for us comes in worshiping that which is higher. So forgive us for worshiping lesser things. Reorient our heart toward worshiping you. Forgive us for thinking that that thing or that substance or that image will make us feel like we can finally escape our lives, or will make us feel alive, or will make us forget our problems. Lord, because you actually want to hold our lives. You want to walk with us as we try to work through our past problems. You want to be the one that fills our hearts with good things. And Lord, so many times we have run to a counterfeit rather than running to you. So please forgive us. Please fill us anew with your goodness. Please flood us with your forgiveness and your welcoming heart. Lord, I pray for the person who feels far from you today because of maybe having some sort of addiction that keeps them far from you, that they would just picture the prodigal son and how the father ran to that prodigal son, put a robe on him, killed the fatted calf, gave him a ring. This is the picture I want them to keep in their mind. And I thank you so much for that welcoming back home. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Curtain Call, a memoir. And this is by my friend Lainita Smith. And actually, I got a testimony from someone who heard this on Pray Every Day, picked up the book, and found it so encouraging. And so I'm really grateful that several of you have picked this up and just had a breakthrough because of it. Her story is she wanted out of her story. She didn't want to be on earth anymore. She had these suicidal thoughts. She had all these memories of childhood trauma. She questioned why God would allow so many horrible things to happen to her. He interrupted all of this with a simple question. And God asked her this, "Will you trust me with your story?" And she says this, she said, "I agreed to step out of my stage perfect Christian life and into the journey toward healing and finally seeing God as a good, loving God." So if that resonates with you today, go ahead wherever books are sold and pick up the book, Curtain Call, a memoir. Again, it's by Lainita Smith, and it's Lyneta Smith. And you can find more out at lainetasmith.com. So thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And I just know that there are some good stories that are emerging because of not just my prayers, but your agreeing with those prayers and hearing the Word of God every day.